Long ago, Raven was pure white from his outstretched wings to the tip of his tail. He was striking, like fresh snow on the good earth. As he grew older, the feathers near his heart changed from white to brilliant gold. Raven asked his grandma why he had this strange golden spot. She whispered to him, "Everyone has a golden spot, whether on the outside or the inside." Grandma Raven told him that she had a hidden golden spot, and it grew bigger after she did a good deed. Raven raised his head to listen. He had never heard her talk about her golden spot, yet she looked happy when she said her deed was still helping the world. She pointed her wing at his golden heart feathers and said, "Raven, this color reminds me of bright sunflowers and sweet honey and warm memories of sunny days." Raven remembered his grandma's words and soon flew off to discover his own good deed. In his travels, Raven met some original dwellers who called themselves the People, and he grew to love them. They laughed together as Raven high-stepped to their circle of life dance, all heartbeats coming together. Now, strange as it sounds, the sun, the moon, and the stars had not graced the sky for a long time. The world was in darkness, with only campfires and home fires flickering warmth and light in small glowing dots across the land. The People, so used to the darkness, forgot what it was like to feel the warmth of a sunny day, to see the nighttime sparkle of stars, and to gaze upon faces glowing in the light of the silvery moon. Everyone's heart ached for something. Everyone's heart except for one. The one who had hidden the sun, the moon, and the stars. Raven flew across the low valleys and over high mountains. He followed the songs of rivers and soared over quiet lakes. He glided with outstretched wings over dark lands and inky black oceans, listening to the tides rise and fall. One day, he saw an odd light glowing by the smoke hole of a dwelling. He flew down for a peek into the hole and saw an older man who looked like a chief. On his head, the man wore eagle and owl feathers that were bent and dusty. The chief was alone. He admired three glowing balls painted with strange symbols, then put them up high. Raven was puzzled, and he wanted to see why the three balls were glowing. He tried to fly into the dwelling, but the chief chased him out, waving his arms and shaking a stick. Flying high above the chief, Raven couldn't help himself. Some of his droppings landed on the chief's head and stuck to the owl feathers. Raven perched safely in a distant tree. He listened to the chief's wife and daughter return home, carrying water from the creek. The girl's happy whistling sounded like a meadowlark in springtime. The chief greeted them and smiled. Perhaps his daughter was ready to have a child of her own, who would call him Grandpa. Raven stayed in the nearby trees for days, listening to the family in the darkness and waiting to get another look at the three glowing balls. Raven saw that the chief's daughter loved to pick berries and share their sweetness with the people. She also shared her smile with those who didn't have one. She laughed at her own jokes, and the people teased her about it. Then she would laugh some more until even the owls joined in. One day, while she was walking and picking berries, she naturally grew thirsty. She listened for splashing sounds and followed the creek's melody until she reached the water's edge. Raven sat in a nearby pine tree, thinking and wondering. Suddenly, with hope in his heart and a bright idea in his feathery head, he magically transformed himself into two pine needles as fast as a falling star falls. The pine needles landed in the creek, and as the young woman dipped her cup in the water, they floated into her cup, and she swallowed them. Soon it became clear that the chief's daughter was going to have a baby. No one knew that the baby was really Raven, who had magically changed into the pine needles and then changed into a baby. When it was time, the chief's daughter gave birth to a beautiful baby boy with dark, bird-like eyes that looked everywhere. The young mother saw a curious mark near the baby's heart and she tenderly touched it. She wondered about this spot, the color of bright sunflowers and sweet honey, and warm memories of sunny days. Then she tapped softly behind her ear, where her mother gave her love pats. The proud chief felt great joy in having a grandson. He did not suspect that this child was Raven on the inside. His grandson was fussy and cried a lot, so the chief bounced him on his knee and sang in a high voice to keep him happy. One day, the grandson flapped his arms and pointed to the smallest ball. He cried for the ball and tugged on the chief's leg. Ever so slowly, the chief handed him the ball. When the chief was not looking, the boy pushed the ball through the door flap. Once the ball was outside, all of the twinkling stars trapped inside the ball escaped. They flew skyward, forming a beautiful pattern. It looked as if nature's magic paintbrush put sparkles across the dark sky as far as the eye could see. The child ran outside, wide-eyed with wonder, spinning around. The chief was not pleased to lose the stars to the sky, but his grandson was happy, for a time. Days later, his grandson pointed to the next ball and cried a river of tears. The chief remembered what happened to the stars, yet he loved his grandson and wanted to keep him happy. He rolled the second ball back and forth with Ravenchild. When the chief looked away, the grandson bounced the ball toward the door flap. As soon as it rolled outside, the moon popped out. It flew up to the sky on a fresh-scented evening breeze, casting a silvery glow across the land and the waters, and on the glowing faces of the people. Ravenchild missed being a bird, and he grew tired of the chief's selfish ways. He wanted to feel the wind between his feathers again, yet he waited. There was one more ball. The grandson pointed at the largest ball. For days and days, Ravenchild cried and pointed to it. The chief shook his head and walked away, as parents and grandparents sometimes do. The chief's wife, waiting for the right moment, pointed at the chief's eagle and owl feathers. Then, standing tall, she gently asked him how it felt when his grandfather trusted him with the sacred feathers. The chief only smiled. For days, the chief went to the forest alone, and his grandfather spoke to him from the spirit world. The chief chuckled, remembering the childhood nickname his grandfather gave him, Little Storm Cloud. Finally, the chief handed the last ball to his grandchild, who kicked the ball to his mother, and they threw it back and forth. The chief ran for the ball, wanting to keep his treasure safe. When he came near the grandson threw the ball back to his mother. When the chief got close to the mother, she threw it back to her son. Then the mother nodded at the boy. The child, who was really Raven on the inside, was waiting for this moment. Running to the door flap, the young mother opened it just as Raven Child threw the ball outside. The sun was free. It streamed like a golden flame into the sky that welcomed it with open arms. Millions of birds around the world sang out, all in the same language of joy. The grandmother and mother hugged each other, a victory of love for everyone. The people looked up in awe as the bright rays once again warmed their skin. With the treasures returned to the sky, Ravenchild transformed back into a bird as quickly as he could. The chief's eyes grew big. Raven had tricked him. The chief shut the door flap, trapping Raven inside. Raven knew the chief was bigger and stronger and could bring him harm. Raven was frantic and flew around, looking for a way out. He remembered the smoke hole and struggled to squeeze through it. He did it. Black soot covered every feather, but Raven was free. To this day, Raven and his family remain the dark color of soot, from their outstretched wings to the tips of their tails. Even their beaks are a beautiful, shiny black. Raven's golden spot by his heart grew bigger after his good deed. The chief's daughter's golden spot grew bigger, too. Raven's grandma laughed with joy. Look, Raven, your spot also changed color. You've got a shiny purple heart. Purple, a perfect mix of spirit blue sky and earthy red clay. Raven and his kin still fly across low valleys and over high mountains. They follow songs of rivers and soar over quiet lakes. They glide with outstretched wings over lands of green and oceans of blue. When the people see a raven, they look up and smile with a hand on their hearts. The very next summer, after Raven stole back the sun, he flew to visit his friend, the chief, and his family. There were no hard feelings, no worries. They all forgave each other, as friends do. They laughed and sang and played games under the sun, the moon, and the stars. The end.